The Depores Pages Homilies. These homilies are a production of the Depores Pages. You can find all our podcasts at thefriar.org. The Friar, FRIAR.org. You can go to our website, or you can subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
If you look at great people, they're often those who can see things differently. Consider someone like Bill Gates, shall we say. He recognized that the future of computers in his day was not in the hardware, but in the software. And that made him a pretty wealthy man. St. John Baptist LaSalle was one such person. He looked around at the time in which he lived, saw the oppression and suffering of the very poor, and did something different. Now, perhaps much to the disappointment of Christian brothers, St. John Baptist LaSalle did not become insanely wealthy like Bill Gates. But he did set something in motion that I think is far more valuable. Education all over the world and recognizing the needs that people have. It's almost as if today's readings were made for this occasion. Isaiah has a tough job. He has to talk to people about leaving behind what is familiar and embracing what is unknown. In their case, it's leaving behind their sin and embracing the way of life that God wants them to have. But even more so, he wants them to think about fasting in a new way. Not simply in the sense of a ritual or just doing something, going without something, but changing a life, changing the way in which we see the world, that it's not just about going hungry for our own sake, it's about reaching out to make sure that others do not go hungry. It is not doing what we do for our own sake, but recognizing those in need as most important in the way in which we worship. St. James says that if we worship without faith, and if we have faith, but we don't do something about it, namely, because he's specific, clothing the naked and helping the homeless and so forth, then our faith is dead. But today we celebrate life. Our expression of being innovative, while at the same time recognizing the profound tradition that we've inherited. I was struck, Tom sent me some kind of captured moments of innovation by Christian brothers. At one point, they learned the tremendously important educational art of hosiery, because there was a factory next to one of their schools, and John Baptist LaSalle knew how to manage people. And he put students to work, teaching them a skill, giving them a job. At one point, they learned how to navigate. They taught people to speak a whole bunch of languages. But they didn't do this simply for the sake of the skill. They did it for the sake of salvation. In today's gospel, Jesus indicates how important it is to read the signs of the times. There's a time for things. This is a time for CBC to excel even more. This is a time for CBC to embrace its mission, not half-heartedly, because that's not the way in which we do it, but to embrace it completely, totally, entirely, and to recognize the wisdom of St. John Baptist de La Salle. There is both the care and concern for the skills necessary to be successful in life. As Monica Hellwig said once, while it is true that man does not live on bread alone, without bread, man does not live. And so we need to give our students skills. But the skills were always at the service of our eternal salvation. What types of people we become matter greatly. They matter to St. John Baptist de La Salle, they matter to the students we teach, and they matter to each one of us. Maybe this is the time to make the words of God in the psalm our own. See, I am doing something new. Let us pray that we might continue to do something new by embracing the tradition we've inherited and seeking to care for one another and for the students we teach.